Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
But still, Badger. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What a goal! Thank you!
All right. Hi, everybody. Patrick Foster here. On behalf of Jim Lenihan, I want to welcome everybody to another episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. It's Friday, and with me is Scott Parks, dialing in on the Zoom.
Hey, how's it going, Patrick?
Good. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well.
You said that the weather out there in Indiana was unpleasant as we were
recording. It's not great. Yeah, it's like low 30s and snowing. Yeah, it's not great. And, you know, I see no sun anymore. When I work an AM shift, I go in at 6 AM, I get off at 4:30, and it's pitch black when I go in and when I come home. So, yeah.
That's always lovely. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can only see it through the window, any daylight.
Exactly.
Well, and we are here today to do a preview of a major sporting event. And as longtime listeners to this podcast know, soccer slash football, whatever you want to call it, has always been, you know, a little bit of a sub theme, one of the sub themes of this podcast. You know, we always talk about it a little bit here and there. And we have wonderful European listeners and worldwide listeners that will occasionally regale us with stories. But we have the World Cup starting up, Scott. It's going to be starting up on Sunday. With the host nation, Qatar, playing
yes.
Ecuador.
Yes.
And we won't spend a ton of time on this, but I do think that we have to address the issue of holding the World Cup in Qatar. It is a country where migrant workers have been brutally mistreated and exploited for the work they did to build these stadiums. And that's just one of the many, many issues human rights-wise that are taking place as a backdrop to this very unprecedented World Cup. It's the first one that's ever been held, not in the summertime. It's a break inside of the European season, and it's in many ways very, very troubling, right, Scott?
It is, yeah. I've found it hard to get excited about this World Cup, to be honest with you, but I'm going to do my best to just enjoy the football and, you know, try to do anything I can to think about the, you know, the people who have died, you know, in Qatar. There's just a lot of corruption in FIFA, and it's just too bad that this is what ended up happening, because there's a lot of players that didn't get a go to the World Cup this year because it's happening in the middle of their season and they just got injured over the last couple of
yep.
weeks. It's too bad that we can't have good things, you know, with, you know, how they always say that, you know, we can't have good things. So, I guess just do your best to enjoy the football, or if you don't want to, then feel free to boycott. I'll probably still watch it, just with the, you know, the knowledge in the background that, it shouldn't be happening right now. It shouldn't be happening where it is. And, let's just hope that things turn out okay and that there isn't any major issues.
Well said. Very well said. And I think that that really puts a really good perspective on it. But, you know, as music junkies and soccer junkies, we'll do our best, as you said, to enjoy it. But we thought we'd run through the groups that are going to start on Sunday. And Scott and I do a little prognosticating. Nobody write these down, by the way, in case we get it
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah, and if you are planning on betting on the World Cup, I would go exactly the opposite of what I am going to say, because I'm probably going to miss about 9 of the 16 teams to go to the knockout phase.
Yeah, together, maybe, hopefully we'll get like half, maybe. We'll see. But yeah, we thought we'd just run through the groups. For this one, at least, you've got the groups A through H, and two teams, the top two teams in each group, will advance to the knockout stage. So there won't be any of this best third place team or anything like that. So it's pretty clear that we can kind of choose two who we want to go with. And we're going to start at the bottom with Group H, because we're going to work our way up to the group that's probably of most interest to listeners of this podcast, especially because The USA actually qualified this time, as they did not in 2018. So
we don't talk about 2018.
No, that's a black hole as far as it goes. Let's start with Group H, Scott. We've got Portugal, Ghana, Uruguay, and South Korea.
Yeah, before I continue, I also put some band names or artist names to each country because that's just the way my weird brain works. I had to link it to music, and I had to link things together. So I'll give you my picks, and I'm going to give you the band or artist, living or dead, that I have selected for that particular country.
Beautiful.
So Group H, like you said, Portugal, Ghana, Uruguay, Korea, South Korea, literally any four of these teams, I think, could advance.
Totally agree.
This is going to be the most difficult group to pick. My first go through, I had Portugal out. I had Uruguay finishing top of the group and South Korea finishing second. I went back through and I did change my mind. I've got Uruguay finishing top of the group.
Okay.
The band representing Uruguay is a band called El Peyote Asesino. And I love that name. I don't know any of their music, but the name El Peyote Asesino is probably like Peyote Assassin or something like that. And I love it. So I had to pick that band, and I had to have Uruguay, you know, go on so I could at least say the name.
That's a good reason.
I do have Portugal finishing second in the group.
Okay.
And representing Portugal is Carmen Miranda.
Nice.
Chiquita Banana.
That's beautiful. A big pile of fruit on her head.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to go slightly different here. I'm going to say that Portugal is going to top the group. So Carmen Miranda will be there. But I'm going to go with South Korea. I think Hyungmin Sun will make a recovery from his injury, and he will lead them to the knockout stage. He's going to come in and play strong in the second two games. That's what I think.
Well, and I've got Psy representing South Korea, so you got your Gangnam Style there. So we'll see who wins.
Never get tired of that. That's beautiful. Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Oppan Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
All right, so let's move on to Group G. In this group, we've got Cameroon, Switzerland, Serbia, and many people's favorite, I think maybe the bookmaker's favorite, Brazil.
Yes, exactly. Obviously, I'm going to pick Brazil to top the group. I mean,
as am I. Yeah.
I think they're going to win all three games. I think they're going to win all three games pretty decisively. I'm not sure if they'll even give up a goal. You've got Alisson in goal, and if somehow he doesn't play, you've got Ederson. So it's like, how do you have those two goalkeepers on one team and not, you know, have three clean sheets?
But exactly.
I've got Brazil topping the group. And representing Brazil is, I'm going to, you know, butcher the name. It is Seu Jorge, the singer who had some incredible David Bowie covers for the movie The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. I absolutely love those songs, those versions. So he's going to be representing Brazil for me. And representing the second place team, I have Switzerland moving on. with Granit Xhaka. He is hopefully going to be okay. He's got a has a great season going this year with Arsenal. I think he made the Swiss team. I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
Representing Switzerland as the artist is the one and only Tina Turner.
What?
Tina Turner is a Swiss citizen. She, I don't know what year it was, but she is a citizen of Switzerland.
Is that right?
Not born there, but she's a citizen. And we're not worried about where you're born when it comes to football. Because if we were, the U.S. probably would not have made the 2022 World Cup.
That's so right. That's right.
We're not worried about that. So Tina Turner representing Switzerland.
Beautiful. And you know what? I got the same exact picks on this one. So we're in agreement.
Sabe se vai ou vem, pouco importa se o dinheiro é seu. Ei, baby, seu cabelo é legal, moda na gringa é Feliz Natal. Se equivocou, mas ficou tudo bem, agora diz que está na onda zen. Ei, baby, se você é seu, passe amanhã e pegue que é seu. A maquiagem vai desmanchar para o seu medo aparecer. Zero a zero, agora eu vou. Você deu mole então, eu marco o gol. Zero a zero, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu. Tchu-tchu.
All right, so let's move on to Group F. We've got Belgium, Canada, Morocco, and Croatia in Group F.
So this one, I think, is pretty cut and dry as well, at least for me. Croatia, I had having a little bit of an outside shot, but I honestly think it's going to be Belgium topping the group.
Okay.
And representing Belgium is Gautier. I can't remember the name of the song, but it's the he had that one song that was all over the place like 7 years ago, six years ago. Gotye. I looked up Belgian artists, and that name was the only one that sounded familiar to me. So that's why I picked Gautier.
Okay.
I've got Canada qualifying second.
Oh, okay.
And I've got Uncle Neil Young, representing Canada.
Sweet. You know, that's a great reason to pull for Canada, too.
Exactly.
It is. It really is. And I hope they do it.
Yeah, I almost went with a hip, but I've got so many Neil Young records in my collection that there's no way I couldn't pick Uncle Neil.
Right, you have to do it. I think in that sense, even you know the hip and Joni and a couple others,
Yeah.
But you got to go with Neil.
Exactly.
I'm going to agree with you on Belgium. I think Belgium is going to do it, but I think that Croatia is going to sneak through. Because of their experience, I just think, even though they're aging, that I think they're going to have a little bit too much, I don't know, for lack of a better word, street smarts and experience. And I think they may be getting some 0-0 draws, but I think they're going to be able to outsmart Morocco and Canada, and they're going to grab that second spot.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be. It's not cut and dry. I think Canada and Croatia could go either way, and they might even end up level on points, and it might just go down to goal differential.
That's possible,
and
too.
Mm-hmm. Canada has a pretty potent offense from the times I've seen them play the U.S., so
they do.
That's kind of why I went with Canada, but I was hoping Morocco would be better because the band that I have for them is the Master Musicians of Jujuka.
Oh,
and I love that name.
Sounds good, yeah.
But I can't pick Morocco. And Croatia, if you have Croatia going on, then you have Lorde. She has Croatian citizenship.
Really? That's interesting.
So I'm assuming she's dual citizen and, you know, with New Zealand and Croatia. I think she must have some Croatian blood or something like, you know, along those lines.
And New Zealand didn't make it, so.
There you go.
That's great. Okay, cool. Another one. I had no idea. We got Lorde and Tina Turner representing.
So again, I'm using the internet to come up with these names. So none of this might be true. It might all be completely false. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, the disclaimer on all Rock in the Suburbs podcasts.
Exactly. I've never seen a diamond in the flesh.
cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a one in our blood, that kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler, friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on
E. Now, this one is one of the most talked about groups, I think, in the World Cup. We have Spain, former winner, Costa Rica, Germany, former winner, and Japan.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one.
This is really tough.
There are two names that jump out, obviously, from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two I'm going to pick. You know, I think almost everybody's probably going to pick them, but I wouldn't be surprised if both Spain, who I have picked to top the group, and Germany, who I have picked to qualify second, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if neither one of them qualify for the knockout rounds.
I wouldn't either, because there is history with that happening. I think both years after they won it, they flamed out completely. So
yeah, and CONCACAF with Costa Rica was really difficult this year.
Yeah,
you know, CONCACAF is getting a lot better. So I could see Costa Rica, you know, upsetting either one of those teams.
Me too.
And Japan, they kind of have taken a little bit of a turn downturn from what I've been reading, but they had a pretty strong qualifying season. So, but I am picking Spain to top the group, and for Spain, I have selected the band Hinds.
Oh, nice.
H-I-N-D-S. Yeah, they're a pretty cool little indie rock band out of Spain.
Really cool.
And Germany, you can't not go with Kraftwerk, right? Kraftwerk.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I didn't go with Kraftwerk, I think Harris King would probably cancel his show and cancel me. I'd be part of cancel culture.
He would disown us completely.
He would stop speaking to us. Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, I got the same two teams, but I'm going to flip the order. I think this is going to be kind of Germany's one of their years. And I think Spain, I just don't think I know who's going to score the goals for them. I mean, Alvaro Morata's not been in good form this year. And they don't have a David Villa or a Fernando Torres who's going to score. So I think they may be playing some 0-0 draws for sure, or some 1-0s. But I think Germany is gonna have enough to get through. Now, let's go to Group D, where we have the defending champions.
That's right.
We've got France. We've also got Australia.
The Socceroos.
Socceroos, mate. Denmark and Tunisia.
Okay.
Who do you like here?
I think this is the easiest group to pick, at least for me, for the two teams. I don't think, unfortunately, I don't think ACDC's, Australia's ACDC has a chance to...
Unfortunately.
to get out of the group. And Tunisia, I don't think will possibly even score a goal.
I mean,
it's hard to say. But I'm picking to top the group. I'm kind of going against the grain. I'm picking Denmark to top the group.
I'm with you. I am right there with you.
And representing Denmark is Merciful Fate.
Nice.
The incredible Danish metal band that just reformed with, you know, King Diamond
and
everything. I think they just reformed.
Oh, wow.
I might be wrong about that, but I thought I read something here recently that they just reformed. So Merciful Fate is going to represent Denmark, and I've got France qualifying second, and, you know, Daft Punk. You got to pick Daft Punk. It was either going to be Daft Punk or Air. I wasn't going to go with Phoenix, so it was either Daft Punk or Air, so I went with Daft Punk.
Perfect. Love it. And I'm right there with you. I think, if you want something, you know, maybe place a little wager here, Denmark to win that group, you probably get a pretty good price, and there's a real chance. And I think it's going to be incredible, too. I think a lot of neutrals will be behind Denmark, too. Because of Christian Eriksen, who nearly lost his life playing at the Euros, and now he's actually going to be back playing for Denmark in the World Cup, and that's a very feel good story.
I still get shivers thinking about
game
and just seeing him like basically, you know, almost lifeless on the field, and the players surrounding, you know, them and crying. And I don't know, it's just amazing that he's been able to come back, and he's playing in the Premier League for Man U, and he's back on the national team. So cheers to you, Christian Eriksen. I hope you have an amazing World Cup.
Me too. And it would be so great to see them get through to the knockout rounds. And he's really rounding into form. They got Kasper Schmeichel. They got a very solid team. So watch out for Denmark. See what they do. Having said, with Patrick and Scott tipping them, they will not get a point and finish bottom of the group. Let's go to Group C. And speaking of sentimental favorites, we've got Lionel Messi and Argentina in this group, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and Robert Lewandowski's Poland. Who do you have here in Group C?
Well, this is a three-horse race here, I think. I don't think Saudi Arabia has a shot. I doubt they get a point.
That was a nightmare draw for them, too.
Yeah, I am picking Argentina, obviously, to top the group. I would love to see Messi, you know, be able to finally win one. So I'm going to back Argentina. The group that I have picked for Argentina, I have never heard of them before, but I found them on Google, and they are called Vampiria. And
okay.
I like that name. So Vampiria will be representing Argentina. And qualifying second, I've got Mexico.
Really?
I think Lewandowski is out. I'm picking Mexico to qualify second. And representing Mexico is Rodrigo y Gabriela.
Oh, fantastic. Yes.
And their song, their cover of Metallica's Orion, you know, when Mike Coley and Stephen Routledge did the Metallica Week and they brought that song up again, it got me wanting to get back into Rodrigo y Gabriela. I love
totally
that.
The same. Man, what a great cover. And those guys are so good. And
unbelievable.
I was so happy to walk over there in the CDs and see I had two CDs. I was like, awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'd forgot, kind of, you know, put them in the back of my mind at one point. So, yeah, it was great. I'm going to have to go with Poland. I think Lewandowski and company will just have a little bit too much to do it. So I'm gonna go with Poland.
It's a three horse race. So I think it could go either way. I'm pretty sure Argentina will top the group. So
agreed.
Second could come down to goal differential.
It could.
So we'll see.
Yep. One moment of magic between the teams. You never
exactly.
know. So let's now, we're going to skip Group B because that's the one that's probably got our most familiar teams in it. We're going to go to Group A, and Group A traditionally has the host. So Qatar is there with Ecuador, who they play in the opening match, Senegal, and the Netherlands.
Yeah.
What does the crystal ball say here, Scott?
My crystal ball has Netherlands topping the group.
Okay.
I wanted to go with Senegal topping the group, but I just think that the quality that the Netherlands has from top to bottom in their squad, I think is going to get them to top the group. I'm guessing they might be tied on points, and it could go to goal differential for whoever tops the group.
Yep.
So I've got Netherlands, and representing the Netherlands, Radar Love. Golden
Sweet.
Earring.
Yeah, baby.
So Golden Earring is the band representing the Netherlands. And
nice.
Finishing second in the group and qualifying for the knockout stage is Senegal.
Yes.
And
I've got the same thing.
Orchestra Baobab is representing them. I only know that band because of a Grateful Dead tribute CD that I have, and they have an incredible version of Franklin's Tower.
Right.
And that's the only reason when I looked up Senegalese bands and their name came up, I'm like, bing, that's it.
There it is. And I agree with you. I got the same thing. And I do think that Qatar is obviously overmatched here, and Ecuador is scrappy, but I think among the CONMEBOL teams, probably, you know, near the bottom of that group. And at Senegal, I think, you know, along with Ghana, are the two strongest African teams. And, of course, Sadio Mane leading the line for Senegal is going to be huge for them. And it's also kind of a shame that they had to play Egypt in the qualifying match.
Yeah.
And that Mo Salah is not going to be there because he's one of the most exciting players in the world. I mean, it's kind of like when Portugal played Italy in the qualifier. One of the two had to go out, which was a real bummer. Hard to think of the World Cup, you know, without Mo Salah and without Italy too. But
right,
that's what we've got.
If I remember correctly, I think Mane got a little knock last week, so he might not be 100%. Which is the one of the reasons that I kind of put into the Netherlands a little bit above Senegal, because I think he is coming in with a little bit of a knock.
I agree. Yeah, he may not be fit for that first game, but Yeah, I think they've got enough. I've got enough to get through. Can't wait to listen to more from that band, too.
Yeah.
So now we've saved Group B for last. That is the one with the United States in also a couple of other countries you might have heard of, England, Wales, and Iran. And also I was reading earlier that this is the only group that all the teams are ranked right around the top 20. So for average ranking strength, this is the strongest group and most closely competitive group out there.
Well, and it almost seems like this had to have been planned, right? You can't have a group
Something
with the United States and Iran in together without that having been planned, or the United States and England together,
right.
Or England
right.
and Wales together.
Yep.
I mean, give
England
me a break.
And Wales. I mean, there's something.
Anyway.
Yeah, there's something about it. I mean, 64 years for Wales.
I wanted to pick Wales. I wanted to pick Wales, and the main reason is because of Michael Sheen.
Yes.
And his rousing speech for the Welsh team on, I don't know what the show, I can't remember what the show was called.
I can't either.
I've watched the YouTube video at least 30 times.
I know, me too.
And I almost bought a Wales shirt just because of it.
Michael, as a proud Welshman, can I ask you, could you give us a little burst of the sort of rousing speech that you might give the Welsh lads before the game?
Oh, my God, that's a big responsibility.
Yes. Can we have some music, please?
All right, I have to get in the right headspace now. Okay. Amarohid, Amarohid. I hear the voices singing. Speed your journey, boys, boys, Bach. One nation singing with one voice. A song of hope, a song of courage, a victory song that floats through the valleys like a red mist. Rolls over the mountaintops like crimson thunder. A red storm is coming to the gates of Qatar. It crackles with the spirit of 58 and Jimmy Murphy's boys. It turns the pages of the history books and finds Rob's page waiting still to be written. What would you write in there, boys? Dare you write your names on that page? We haven't waited 64 years and come halfway around the world to be troubled by a neighbor from back home. When the English come knocking on our door, let's give them some sugar, boys. Let's give them some Welsh sugar. They've always said we're too small, we're too slow, we're too weak, too full of fear. But Amar or Heed, you sons of speed, as they fall around us, we are still here! No!
Come on, Wales! But I can't go with Wales. because they have way too many consonants in their words, and there's no way that I could pronounce any of the words in Welsh. If I was going to go with Wales, though, the band that I was gonna that I picked was Super Furry Animals.
Yes,
they're an amazing Welsh band. So Wales, I'm not picking. I'm not picking Iran, even though the artist that I have selected for Iran is called Farhad Mehrad and has an album called Barf. B-A-R-F.
Is that right?
Barf.
What else do you need
which
to know?
Barf makes me think about Iran, so but I'm not picking Iran. So I'm picking England to top the group and the U.S. to finish second.
USA. Now, the big question is, what band have you chosen to represent the United States?
It can't be anybody but Guided by Voices. You know, I've got to pick GBV for the USA. England was super hard because I love so many British bands.
Yeah.
I went with the first one that I thought about that I was looking on my phone, and it's Spiritualized.
Oh, fantastic. That's
so
a shout.
One of my favorite British bands, Jay Spaceman Can't Do Anything Wrong. So Spiritualized will represent England, and GBV will represent the USA. I'm looking forward to the U.S.-England match, even though I really don't think we have a chance of winning, honestly. I don't know. We'll see.
It's gonna be fun. And that opening match against Wales will tell us a lot, I think.
If we lose that game, it's over.
Yeah.
So
You know, I love GBV representing the United States, man. They've got Pollard's got that basketball background. He's tenacious. They would go out there and fight to the end, no matter.
He's a Cincinnati Bengals fan, and Cincinnati is the place that the U.S. always goes to play Mexico.
Yeah.
Dos Acero.
That's right.
So Dayton's not too far from Cincinnati, so I think it kind of fits the U.S. team.
And I got my money on them drinking every other team under the table as well. So.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. no doubt about it.
There's no doubt about that. We'll put down the most beer.
Pollard on the sideline with a bottle of Jose Cuervo and a cooler of Miller Lite. That's what it's going to be.
Just warming up, boys. All right. Well, I'm going to go with the Three Lions as well. I think they're going to top this group. Despite my concern about their defense, don't send any hate mail to me, folks. I got to go with Wales to finish second. I don't know. This is kind of a special team. They qualified for the Euros twice, and I don't know. It might be their last shot with Ramsey and Bale, but like you said, I think that first game is everything. You know, it really is. I think the winner of that, if it's a winner, will come out second. I really do.
I agree.
Yeah.
I just wish Wales was in a different group, because I'd be pulling for Wales if they were in any other group.
Absolutely.
But I've got to stick with our boys and hope these youngsters can get some experience and get into the knockout round and be ready for 4 years from now when it's going to be in the United States.
That's going to be a whole different kind
and
of pressure.
They're
yeah.
4 years older with more experience, a lot of them playing in Europe, a lot of them playing in the Premier League. Who knows?
Yes.
Honestly, who knows what could happen in 2026?
Well, you got to love any team with Pulisic and Gio Reyna in it. They could do anything. I mean, they could light up even England for three or four goals if they're on their game. So
Aaronson and Tyler Adams know all of those players. They've been playing them all season so far and playing them tough. So we'll see. A little worried about our goalkeeping situation, though. I'm not sure. Matt Turner, he doesn't really play.
So yeah,
he plays in the Europa Conference or Europa League, whichever one Arsenal's in, but he's not got the reps that all these other keepers do. So
he does not, and certainly Zach Steffen for a while was the guy, and he didn't even get called to go to the tournament. So that says something right there, that there's a lot of instability there.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but it would be great if they made it out. It really, really would. I think it would be a massive boost for the 2026 tournament, just like you said. So,
well, and for football in America in general. I mean, if we can make it to the knockout round, we'll get people thinking about soccer/football again, like they were back in 2012.
That's right.
And it just all died when we didn't make the 2018.
Like, yeah, totally did. All the momentum got killed. And
2014.
It would do wonders for MLS as well if they do it. So so we'll see. But it's going to be an awfully fascinating game. And that is going to be Monday, November 21st. So that's a couple of days away. I believe at 2 p.m. U.S. plays Wales. So, all right, Scott, we've We've etched our name in the cement now. We can't turn back. This is what we're going to do.
This is it.
And hopefully we'll have time to get together after the group stage and maybe fill in our bracket for the knockout stages.
Yeah, for sure. I think that would be awesome. We can you know, kind of keep this thing rolling. Maybe the next time we pick two rounds or something, and then we'll maybe even do a third one for the semifinals.
That'd be a lot of fun. And throughout the whole tournament, folks, tune in to Suburbs Radio. I know some people have some stuff going on. Mike Snyder, I think, is doing a little something with the World Cup in music as well. So there'll be a few things going on. All right. Thus endeth the World Cup preview, folks. It is safe now to tune back into Rockin' the Suburbs if you clicked off for the football, but we're done talking about it for a couple of weeks anyway. So with that, if you want to get in touch, if you've got picks that contradict ours, you want to let us know, you can send an email, rocketsuburbspod.com. You can find us on the socials at suburbspod, and you can always call us on the Suburban Party line, 612-440-1984. Thank you, sir. And with that, I am Patrick Foster, and with me has been
Scott Parks.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy the World Cup, and
you too.
We will talk to everybody soon.
Go, go, USA.
Tina Turner is a Swiss citizen.